Beth, I think the 2012 Agri-Marketing Conference has just gotten off to a great start here. Meeting on the executive committee, we went over some of the important business items that the board then dealt with. Can we start right there and maybe a little synopsis for members of what the board has dealt with here and how things are going?
Well, Chuck, first of all, things are going fantastic at our Agri-Marketing Conference. As we go into 2012, we're at an all-time attendance record. Well, all-time since 2001. We have over 1,200 attendees at the Agri-Marketing Conference. Our membership is over 1,800 for the first time since 2001. So in terms of board activities, things are going fantastic because we're, you know, Ag's a great place to be right now, and so everyone's optimistic and glad to be a part of it, and NAMA's benefiting from that.
Well, I have been on the board and at different points in history, and let's just say I've never seen a meeting go as smooth as this one, and I think you made the statement, isn't it nice that we really don't have any major issues, you know, that we're dealing with, other than kind of one big thing, and that is the strategic plan.
Absolutely. Our strategic plan was implemented about a year and a half ago by the executive committee to really provide an overall direction for NAMA, long-term focus. We have three key elements of that strategic plan, and we continue to grow and evolve in that. Those three elements are really strategic partnerships, continuing to obviously grow our members and effectively communicate to our members.
Well, I've seen nothing but smiles, even early this morning, and I know there was probably a little partying going on last night. It's socializing is part of NAMA, as we all know, but we've still got some time to go. Looking at the program here and the near record crowd that we've got, how would you describe your thoughts for going ahead as we all leave from here?
Well, I think going forward, you know, I think we've heard a lot of great speakers so far. We're going to hear a lot more this afternoon in the breakout sessions. And our main speaker today, our keynote, Peter Sheehan, had a great comment of, you know, you're going to hear a whole lot of ideas. Pick the one or two that have the most potential to impact your organization. And I think that's probably going to be the biggest challenge for our membership, is to really glean the one or two ideas out of everything you're going to hear this week and put that into work.
Well, John Becker, who received officially here, personally, the NAMA Agribusiness Leader of the Year, did in his comments speak to the future, in saying ag has a very bright future. He sounded very optimistic, even with the challenges we have to feed a growing population. So, you know, this thing we know as agri-marketing sounds to me like for the students who are here, students who couldn't be here or others, would you say lots of opportunity does exist?
I certainly believe there's a lot of opportunity. You know, we sort of have a bit of a youth movement going on in NAMA as well. We have 44 new members who joined as part of our under 25 young professional membership. We have over 90 members who are recent college grads who are sort of in that 2-for-1 membership program. And as we look ahead to our fall, to our next program for NAMA, that's really going to be a focus on developing leadership. So we're sort of changing our fall program, so a lot more to come on that. But the onus is going to be, how do we all develop our skills, whether you're 25 or you're 45? How do you develop the skills that we all need to take that next step in our career?
Well, I've seen you smiling a whole lot, so I'll end here with, how about for Beth Berge? How are you doing, and how does it feel as president of this organization right now?
Well, it's a fantastic time to be president of the organization. Obviously, I've had a little fun this week as well, considering how hoarse and squeaky I sound. But it's been a fantastic week. You know, I have 8 more months on my term that I'm excited to serve and to serve with you and the rest of our folks on our executive committee. It's a great, wonderful group of leaders, and it's a real privilege to lead the organization.
Well, you're doing a great job. We're all loving it here. We are having a great conference in Kansas City, and I guess so. We'll just kind of leave it right there. Beth, thank you so much. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.